Would you say that that way of reflecting using non-conceptual thought is more effective or more penetrative than using verbalization?
It's going to vary from one individual to another. I think that that dialogue with Lumbu Cha is very, very helpful. It's called "What is Contemplation?" And it's a conversation between him and a number of Western monks. I think you were there, weren't you? Was Ajahn Jagra was leading the group?
Ajahn Jagra was there. That was the I think it was the Pansa that he was at Bangkok.
Oh right, yes.
And
yes,
I wasn't there for the Pansa.
So it's the kind of advice I would give is try it out and see what results come from that. So if things are going to vary from one person to another on account of different conditioning, but it could, Lumbu Cha is recommending it. And also, I think particularly talking to a bunch of Westerners who think too much, particularly useful. So it's like if you've heavily developed one particular area, then going say quite consciously in a different direction or cultivating areas where you're not so heavily conditioned or has got such strong habits can be a useful thing. If that's a well-worn track to always go down the realm of words and conceptual thoughts, then to develop the skill to not follow that habit, to use different approaches to open things up in a different way, because it's also can be a skillful means to get away from the deeply ingrained habits of mind that can be sort of obstructive and very easily identified with. That makes sense?
Yes, certainly.